Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for spending time with me every single day. I'm super humbled and grateful, and it is truly a privilege to read the scriptures and pray for you. Today, we're making our way through the book of Psalms. We're in Psalm 9 in the Voice Translation, and this is what it says. All my heart will give thanks to you, Eternal One. I will tell others about your amazing works. I will be glad and celebrate you. I will praise you, O Most High. When my adversaries turned and fled, they fell and died right in front of you, for you supported my just cause. From your throne, you have judged wisely. You confronted the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have erased their names from history. The enemy is finished. Their time is up. Their cities will lie in ruin forever. All memory of them is gone. Still, the Eternal remains and will reign forever. He has taken his place on his throne for judgment. So he will judge the world rightly. He will execute that judgment equally on all people. For the Eternal One will be a shelter for those who know misery, a refuge during troubling times. Those who know your name will rely on you. For you, O Eternal One, have not abandoned those who search for you. Praise him who lives on Zion's holy hill. Tell the story of his great acts among the people. For he remembers the victims of violence and avenges their blood. He does not turn a deaf ear to the cry of the needy. Be gracious to me, O Eternal One. Notice the harm I have suffered because of my enemies, you who carry me safely away from death's door, so that I may rehearse your deeds, declare your praise, and rejoice in your rescue, when I take my stand in the gates of Zion. The nations have fallen into the pit they dug for themselves, their own feet caught, snared by the net they hid. The Eternal is well known, for he has taken action and secured justice. He has trapped the wicked through the work of their own hands. The wicked are headed for death and the grave. All the nations who forget the true God will share a similar fate. For those in need shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor will never die. Eternal One, arise. Do not allow mere mortals to win the day. Judge the nations yourself. Put the fear of God in them, Eternal One. Remind the nations they are mere men, not gods. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, I thank you that you are a God of justice, and I pray for my friend, especially those who are walking through like family injustice. I pray that you would bring justice in that situation. Lord, I pray for those who are battling the courts right now and working through maybe a divorce or a custody hearing, and I pray for your favor that the judgment would be just and right. Lord, I thank you that you see what people are up to. You see when the wicked reign and the godly perish. Lord, you see it all, and nothing escapes your sight. So I'm just so grateful for that. But I also thank you that you are a shelter for those who know misery and a refuge during troubling times. Many of us have walked through troubling times in the past year, and we need you as our refuge, that place of safety, that place of solace where we can go and hide in the shelter of your wings. Lord, we want to rely on you, not on ourselves. Forgive us for trying to figure all this out by ourselves. Forgive us for living in our own strength. Forgive us for only thinking about ourselves throughout the day. Sometimes, Lord, I'll get to the end of the day, and I'll think, I haven't really thought about the Lord much today. And so, Lord, forgive me for that. Often I'm consumed with my own thoughts. And so, Lord, we pray that you would turn our thoughts to you. We want to search for you as someone searches for treasure, because you are a treasure. You are more valuable than diamonds or gold or rubies. Nothing that our heart desires compares to you. And Lord, I thank you that you do not allow people or things or health or perfection or the perfect job to fill us all the way up. I thank you that we get to the end of that and we realize we still have a need for you that only you can fill. And so, Lord, would you fill us up today? We're tired. We're broken. We're empty. We're those broken cisterns that can hold no water. We need the river of life to flow from within. And Jesus, we know you are that river of life. You are the water of life that we desperately need. And we are thirsty. I am thirsty. Please, please fill us again. Fill us with your love. Fill us with your strength. Fill us with your presence. We cannot take another step without you. I pray all this in Jesus' beautiful name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Believe and Speak podcast by Shauna Marie Bryant. She follows a simple, a simple way that she does this. And she reads a passage of scripture. She declares a short phrase based on that scripture and invites you to make the declaration along with her. And then she closes each episode with prayer. And then you can go ahead and download that little piece of affirmation and put it on your desktop or print it off or whatever you want. So this is a short podcast, like 6 to 8 minutes long, and you can find it at shaunamariebryant.com/mypodcast. Her name is spelled S-H-A-W-N-A, Marie Bryant, BRYANT.com/mypodcast. You can also find out more information at prayeveryday.show and find links there to listen to this great podcast. Shauna really has a heart for Jesus, and I'm really, really grateful for her.